It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
The young face of arthritis. Boy, young in arthritis. It just really, really makes your heart hurt a little bit. But there is wonderful hope and wonderful treatment going on out there, better than we've had in years. But most of us think of arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis as something that old people get, but thousands of people in their 20s can have the autoimmune version where their body's basically becoming allergic to their joints and attacking them. Extremely painful, can cause severe disability. Get this, 1.5 million Americans have, young Americans have rheumatoid arthritis. And we have somebody who has getting on top of it, joining us today, Stephanie, and I do not know how to pronounce your last name. I'm looking at A-L-I-E-T-E. So I'll just say, Stephanie, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Stephanie, how old are you? And can you do you mind sharing with our audience what you've been through?
Yes, I'm 22 years old, and I've had rheumatoid arthritis for 17 years. So it's been a long time.
Wow. So your whole, anything you remember, it's part of your life then, I'd imagine, your earliest memories you have of being in pain. And do you remember where and what part of your bodies it started?
Yes, I remember vividly, actually. What happened was I had, my finger was crooked on my right hand. And my mom saw it, and she thought, oh, you know, maybe I just broke it accidentally playing as a little kid. I was 5 years old. And it healed incorrectly, and, you know, we just didn't notice. So she took me to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician immediately said, let me refer you to a rheumatologist. And he took one look at me and said, you have juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, for sure.
Yeah, and to listeners out there, the blood tests for rheumatoid arthritis are difficult. You can run some markers that show general inflammation. There is something called a rheumatoid factor, but it's sketchy. It can be positive and you have no symptoms. It can be negative and you could have terrible pain. So it sounds like that doctor just knew what it looked like and saw it. And so did you start treatment immediately or did they just sort of follow you?
Well, back in those days, we didn't have biologics. This was in 1996. And so the only thing we could do to treat it is anti-inflammatories, you know, NSAIDs. Okay. So I've been on naproxen for quite some time.
Wow. And did they talk to you at that time? I'm an integrative physician who's treated a lot of rheumatoid arthritis. Did you look at diet and nutrition at that time?
Not at that time. And, you know, back in those days, we didn't know that much. And my parents didn't know a lot about the disease. You know, we had no idea how serious it could get and, you know, that it would follow me into adulthood.
Okay, so you're getting older. It's getting worse?
Right, yeah. I was in remission for 4 years throughout a little bit of middle school and high school. And I never thought that it would come back. And neither did my parents. Nobody explained to me that it could come back. And so one day, it just came back with a vengeance and sent on.
And where did it hit? Was it also your finger or hands, or did it hit other locations in your body?
Well, now it affects all the joints in my body. But back then, when I was little, it was just my hands. And I remember feeling very frightened because I felt like it was spreading. And I would tell my mom and I would tell my doctor, I'd say, oh no, my ankle is hurting. It's spreading. It's spreading. You know, and they were like, no, 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 it's not like that. You know, rheumatoid arthritis is everywhere.
So now tell me about a little bit of your personal life. So were you in university or were you out working when this flare came back?
Yes, I was studying at Miami-Dade College, and I had always been a really good student. And I was very, you know, into studying and doing the best that I could. Started going to college at 16, and I was studying architecture, and so a lot of drawing involved, a lot of hands, you know, things.
And it's interesting what tracks. Okay, it's interesting what tracks you. And so you were in there, and then it reoccurred. Then it hit you when you were at Miami-Dade College.
Yeah, like a ton of bricks,
Okay.
And And now I can't draw at all like I used to. So
let's take you up, because Dr. Weitz, thank you for joining us. Let's take you up to the time that you started seeing Dr. Weitz for your rheumatoid issue. And what happened when you visited with Dr. Weitz?
Well, the reason that we started going to Dr. Weitz was because I was really adamant that I wanted to get better. I wanted to get into remission. And I, you know, other physicians, other professionals were telling me that I couldn't get better, that there was a chance I was never going to get better, that I was just going to continue to deteriorate for the rest of my life.
Shame
and I couldn't
you.
Accept it. I said, no, that can't
Good.
Be true. You know?
Good listeners, when you're out there and you're listening, listen to this young woman. Be a squeaky wheel. Keep looking. There's people out there. Now, Dr. Weitz, thank you for joining us. You stepped in, and what did you do different? What was your approach? Looks like we lost Dr. Weitz. Can you? What did Dr. Weitz do different for you, Stephanie?
Well, first of all, he started me on biologics right away. My old rheumatologist didn't want to start me, and he kind of didn't believe in it.
And Dr. Weitz, I think we have you now. Sorry to interrupt you, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. What biologics did you start with, Stephanie, Dr. Weitz?
I'm sorry. I had just gotten disconnected from you, so I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
Stephanie's bringing us up on her story, and she's just to the point where she's in your office, and you started her on biologics. Can I ask you your thought process on starting them at that time and which ones you used, sir?
Absolutely. As an interesting aside, I'm just looking at my initial visit with Stephanie. It was actually 3 years ago today.
Oh, wow.
So it was November 11th, 2010, which is interesting that we're on this interview. But Stephanie has rheumatoid arthritis. It started, as she just discussed, at a young age, and she had pain, swelling, and inflammation in her joints. And there are a good number of children her age who develop arthritis that they call juvenile idiopathic.
Dr. Weitz, I've got to be, because we have short amount of time.
Okay.
What is your decision? Why did you get aggressive? Yeah, thank you.
She had inflammation in the joints that was damaging her joints, and I felt that it was very important that she go on a stronger medicine, a biologic medicine. In this case, it was a medicine called Enbrel, which relieves inflammation and stops the joints from being damaged. It slows down and stops the arthritis from damaging the joints and puts them into a remission.
Okay. And do you do an integrative approach or more of a strictly medical approach?
I do more of a medical approach.
Okay. Do you think there's a place for an integrative approach here? Do you think that it's something that you should just stick with biologics like the Humiras and the TNF alpha blockers and these classes? Or do you think that you should try and incorporate a nutritional approach or an anti-inflammatory lifestyle?
Well, I think nutrition is very important. Yeah. And lifestyle change is very important. And I let the patients do that on their own. And I just don't want to do that to the exclusion of the biologics, because it's really, in my feeling, not going to work without the biologics.
Okay. And what do you think? What do you think your results, Dr. Weitz, from a medical point of view?
Well, initially, her results were great. Her results were great. She did very well. She was in a remission. Unfortunately, she lost that remission, and since then, we've had to switch to different medications.
Okay. And do you feel that that a rotation of medications can keep her out of this for a lot of years, or do you think this is going to be an ongoing battle?
Well, I think she's always going to have rheumatoid arthritis, but I think it can be controlled with different medications. Ideally, I'd like to stay with one medication that can be used for the long term, but sometimes people's arthritis don't always respond to one medication, or they may break through that medication and we may have to switch.
Gotcha. Well, I'm so sorry, because this is a very short segment. Stephanie, welcome to the show. Goodbye from the show. But thank you so much for sharing your story. Dr. Weitz, thank you for your work in helping people, young people, get out of pain and live life better. We really appreciate your time. This is Radio MD, RadioMD.com. I'm Dr. Decker Weitz. We are talking about the young face of rheumatology and how to stay out of pain.